be to me.
On tour of them. You are welcome. I just thought we must make it snappy and start with our meeting. And take this opportunity to congratulate Bafana Bafana for their victory. For the victory over the Pharaohs. Exactly. And the commentator kept on saying, Bafna, Bafna. Bafna, Bafna. Bafna, Bafna. Yes, Bafna, Bafna. How this man.
Sounds like a meal in Egypt.
We hope tomorrow we'll do well against the Nigerians. Yeah. It's us at 8 o'clock at night. We hope we will do well against them. But the boys rose to the occasion. So at least they've made the country, all of us, proud. The agenda is before us. It's a consideration of the draft committee report, vote number 33. Thereafter, we'll have closure. I take it that we accept the agenda. Do we have apologies?
Yes, I have received three shares. One is from Honorable Kalipa. He was on his way to Cape Town. Unfortunately, their flight was redirected to George. So he was saying he might be late. Then Honorable Moteka has a flu, and Honorable Gallo as well will not be able to make it. So those are the three apologies I received.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the apologies. I'm happy that our administration did an excellent work by sending us the draft report in advance. Yeah, and I'm sure honorable members made some time to familiarize themselves with the draft report, so it wouldn't take us so long to process it in the meeting. So we'll now give over to both our researcher and content advisor. But if you can zoom straight into the observations and what is suggested to be our recommendations, which is way forward. And then we can, because the rest of the stuff is what we discuss with the panel. And then we can have a discussion in the committee. Thanks, honorable members. Over to you, content advisor, researcher.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. As the chairperson has alluded, the report covers what was discussed in the APPs of both the Department of Tourism and South African Tourism and the associated budget. So that process culminates in the committee budget report, which then is tabled by the committee to the House and debated so that the department and the entity can ideally start spending money for the current financial year. And the information, as members will see, it really just details what is contained in those documents tabled by the minister and how the committee processed those budgetary issues. So I will just zoom into the observations because in a way they cover all other aspects of work that was covered in the two reports. So with your indulgence, Chairperson, I'll just go straight to page 21. That is where the committee observations begin. And this is your report, member. So the way we do it, for the ease of your work, we propose recommendations based on what the members discussed, because from the whole host of issues that members raised with the entity and the department, we then turn those into your observation to say this is what you observed as you were deliberating. Then we then propose a recommendation. But as the secretary indicated in the email that he sent out, if there are any additions, if there are issues that members feel we omitted, Chairperson, you are still welcome to suggest those before the report is finalized. So it is your report. Ours just to facilitate your discussions. So I want...
Actually, the note that went out did say so.
The note did say so. To say if there are issues so that members maybe could prepare, we'll just note those and include in the report. So I won't be reading each aspect for the sake of time. I'll just talk through the issues. So the first observation on page 21, we separated them both into observations pertaining to the department and those to SAT. So we are starting with those for SAT, and the first one, 8.1, has to do with the budget, because this is the budget report, so we have to delve much on budgetary issues. So the committee said noted that the department transfers 1.25, which is like 1.3 of the budget to SAT, and that comprises about 53% of the total budget that is appropriated to, meaning in your oversight work, the committee really should monitor what SAT does, because more than 50% of your budget is then allocated to SAT. Yes, it is important to monitor the department, but it is SAT that bring people to South Africa, so much of your focus should be on that budget. So we then, from page 22, look now at linking this budget now for both the department and SAT in terms of the programs and projects that they will be doing and the budget cuts or increases. So the first bullet on page 22, it talks to the ceiling of in regard to the compensation of employees, and the committee has to deal with that issue to say how is then the department dealing with that ceiling. You'll recall there is a directive issued to the departments to try and ensure that the bill for public servants across the board. So in terms of that, then National Treasury has issued this ceiling. So we have a ceiling, so the department has to cut staff, not necessarily retrench people, but they have to cut staff and remain within that ceiling in terms of budget. Then there's issue of baseline increases to public works program. So the way public works program works is that if the department does well in terms of implementing their targets, they will be given more money. So it will fluctuate. So this time around, there are some baseline increases. In the APP, there are figures, but we did not include figures here. We just refer to as baseline increases. So there are problematic projects in terms of EPW purchases, particularly infrastructure projects. So that is what then that bullet number 3 talks to say that expanded public work projects that were not incomplete, the fifth parliament dealt with that extensively to a point where department had to hire or commission the services of the government technical advisory center. So there are recommendations that are in front of the department that they need to implement in terms of how they deal with those. So in terms of your oversight, those are the issues that you should be really looking at in terms of, and I think you also had the department committing to say they will be implementing those recommendations. But I think moving forward, we will request schedule a meeting where they will just be dealing with these projects. And the following one has to do with the incentive. So I will deal with those two bullets together. Because the first one just talks to tourism incentive program in terms of it driving transformation at a departmental level. The following one is specific to SAT, because some of this incentive budget goes to SAT. That is what they use for the enterprise development program, where they support SMMEs, what they call hidden gems, they have issues of grading, where the entities. So that is the observation in terms of there is money that is allocated, but there have been baseline reductions in terms of the TIP program, so the committee needs to monitor that to say it doesn't affect service delivery in terms of SMME development. The last bullet on page 22, it talks to destination planning that was conducted by the department that culminated in some key flagship projects and nodes and master plans and coastal marine oceans economy, which is called Oceans Pakisa for tourism. So the role for the department here is to ensure that those nodes that have been established, they talk to transformation issues in terms of consumption and cultural products and events, but that must culminate to revenue generation and job creation. So the committee then has to look at those issues if they are properly monitored. Then the next bullet there, it then zooms into the enterprise development program, because we are linking budget to this one in the MTF to say most of transformation and SME development will be coming from that enterprise development program, they would call it EDP. So in terms of oversight and budget allocation, because we have a number of other projects, if you look at the strat plan, they'll be giving figures, we'll be training so many youth in chairs, as food safety monitors, and so on and so on. But we did not bring that detail here. It is in the APP. Then also, now zooming at the issue I was just talking about budget allocations at first, but this bullet now talks to what SAT does with that 53% of budget. So they have what they call the 5 in 5, and they will be requested to come and present it, you know, broadly to the committee. But they are implementing that 5 in 5. They have been struggling in meeting this, the targets that they have set for themselves, and the committee previously had requested them to develop a turnaround strategy, which then they informed the committee that they have initiated the new one, which they call the supercharge 5 in 5. So then the implications for the committee in terms of oversight is to check how then are they implementing that supercharge 5 in 5. Then the legislative 8.2, legislative and policy environment, this has to do with the tourism amendment bill that is gazetted, and the minister did tell the members that when she took over after the previous minister, she then extended the public comments to the end of this month, end of July. So as and when it comes, so is a matter that the committee committed to prioritize. 8.3 has to do with job creation. The observation there that currently the industry creates 720,000 direct jobs, but in total we have 1.5 million if you look at indirect and direct jobs. And there was an issue raised by members to say when you deal with jobs, you have to separate industry jobs from the EPWP jobs. So we captured that as an observation there. 8.4, coordination among all three spheres of government. This has to do with coordination, collaboration, and partnership. The issue that the committee said, the problem currently is that local government looks at tourism as an unfunded mandate. But if you look at Schedule 4 of the Constitution, they have a constitutional mandate to deal with tourism. Therefore, they cannot say it is an but this is an ongoing problem that the committee has to deal with. There was an issue of dropouts in projects implemented by the department, particularly in the Cape, and the committee felt very strongly that something must be done in terms of those dropouts generally, but assisting Northern Cape in particular. 8.6, rural and township tourism. I think a number of members raised this issue, so we captured it to say the observation is that as much as tourism is growing, but it's only growing for the three major metros, Durban, Johannesburg, and City of Cape. And then the committee was saying, no, there must be a paradigm shift and a focus on rural tourism and small town which the chairperson calls Darbies. Small Darbies. So 25, page 25, there was an issue of Nelson Mandela capture site. This has been a long outstanding issue, chairperson. There is a Mandela capture site that was established where the first president was captured, but there was no sign along the N3 showing people. So it was a big issue because the Department of Transport said no, it is dangerous, people it is like in a band and people because accidents. So they did not want to erect a sign. So members of the committee kept on saying no, but you need to put, so it is now up, and is one issue that the committee noted that no, it is up. And then there was an issue of blue flag beaches. You say some provinces are struggling with maintaining blue flag beaches, but that is problematic because it is used as a marketing tool. But there is an issue around Durban in terms of effluent from the rivers, so Durban just pulled out completely. So those are the issues I think that the committee still have to look at. And that is one of the programs that is used by the department in terms of creating those EPWP jobs. Now, observations with regard to SAT, issue of budget also. So that just has to deal with the revenue streams, to say they don't only receive money from the department, but they also get money from the grading fees, from hosting Indaba and Meetings Africa, and from sand revenue, mostly the sand revenue. There was an issue, chairperson, that was dealt with before in terms of currency erosion because of currency fluctuations. So most of the time the NDT could not use their budget optimally because most of it was eroded by that. So National Treasury gave them a permission to then transfer funds. So when they transfer funds up front, so that money then creates interest for the entity. So that is where the sundry comes from. Mainly is from the interest from the money that is transferred up front by the department. But the issue, therefore, noting by the members, is the issue of Thomson levy. The members dealt with this thing, that 1% that is charged. So there is an issue there, to say it is a voluntary fund, and the number of levy collectors have been decreasing over the years. So I think it's a matter also for oversight that the committee need to look at, to say how do we work with the private sector to ensure that they increase that load. So the committee in the fifth parliament, they had recommended to Treasury to say, let us look at what would be the possibilities of tourism tax and so on. So National Treasury rejected their recommendation, meaning now we have to go back to lobby the private sector to ensure that you have more levy collectors so that you have more money that can accrue to the entity from this. So analysis of international arrivals. So this is the matter of saying of the 10.5 million that we received, like in 2018, 65% of that comes from the SADC. And this issue that has been dealt with the NDT before, because 65% of that is our core markets. So now, 65% is SADC, meaning only one third of people come from our core markets. But the issue is, these people who are one third are the ones who are driving tourism. It means your German, your UK, your USA, and so on. They are the ones driving tourist spend. But when we say 10.5 million, we look at that number, but a huge portion of that number does not create revenue. And that has implications for job creation and all other performance indicators. On page 26, chairperson, now the implementation of the 5 in 5 strategy. I've alluded to it earlier. There is just the issue to say they implement the strategy. Now, decrease in international arrivals. There is an issue here which is a consequence of the immigration regulations that were introduced in 2014-15. If you look at the figures, in 2014 we received 9.5 million. In 2018 we received It means that is the only growth we have had between 2014 and so. If now the president says let us double the figures, 21 million by 2030, it means this is a huge task on the entity. If we were only growing at 9.5 in 2014 and we are still at 10.5. But I think with the relaxation of immigration regulation and visa issues, the number might drastically increase, but it's what the committee needs to really look at very closely. Then staffing, this has to deal mainly with the entity, where the committee noted the particularly your executive positions in the entity, there are acting positions. The CFO is acting, the CEO is acting, the CMO, the chief marketing officer is acting. So it's the issue that needs to be addressed quickly. But also the issue of staff morale on page 27, that first paragraph there, the committee raised the issue of staff morale to say something must be done about the staff morale. Transformation. This zooms into the entity transformation activities, not necessarily the department, because department, I think, they are coming okay, except the issue of the triple BEE that needs to be dealt with. But the entity, that is where the member said no. It's like the entity are not doing enough in terms of transformation. So visa processing issues, the committee noted that there were issues, particularly in China, India, Nigeria, and those countries, and the serious concerns raised by the committee was that it is surprising that also India and China, being part of BRICS bloc, you have these issues, so something must be done. So that talks to the oversight work that needs to be done. The safety and security concerns, one of the issues also that create negative perceptions, and the crime statistics that were issued and which led to some countries issuing travel advisories for their citizens not to come to South Africa. Then on page 28 is water crisis issue, which also was not communicated correctly. I think most members also dealt with this issue, but the observation that with that, together with the issue of safety and security concerns, we saw a decline in arrivals in South Africa, but an increase in our competitors, Kenya in particular, in terms of wildlife, tourism, and so on. And inappropriate wildlife interaction, that is one issue in terms of the conservation issues. So we have a new type of a tourist now who is into sustainable tourism. They don't want people to like interact live with animals. Animals must be in the bush. So they are taking serious concerns with what is happening now, where we even have canned hunting and so on. And this is the issue. It's a serious issue. It's an emerging issue, but it's a serious one. There is a SASA conference starting today. They are also discussing this issue because it is affecting them in terms of inbound tourism, because when they sell their products abroad, people don't buy this because of this perception about us interfering with nature when it comes to how we deal with animals. Concerns about expropriation of land without compensation. Also, there was, I won't say miscommunication, but there was negative communication about the issue. I'm saying not miscommunication because it's an issue that even Parliament took a resolution on, so it was not an error in terms of, but the message was not communicated. So this is the issue that the committee and also the minister, I think the president recall, committed that no, they were going to deal with this, including Brand SA. Domestic tourism issues, this has to do mainly, Chairperson, with visiting friends and relatives. If you look at our numbers, we have 17.6 million, but 6.4 is visiting friends and relatives. And these are people who are necessarily buying tourism products, as they are visiting friends, going to funerals, and so on. So the issue is conversion. How does the entity convert these visiting friends and relatives into leisure tourism? Implementing the event strategy, they have developed an event strategy. So this is a result also of the work of the previous committee, where they were saying there's no geographical spread. The events are only located in big cities. And so they have developed an event strategy, that is the NDT, and they are working with a number of event owners to ensure that there is a geographical spread. So you can see the number of event owners there, like Cricket South Africa, Standard Bank, including the debt in July that was raised by Honorable Kumbi to say how do we deal with these issues and use it for marketing and so on. And they were saying particularly the West Africans are into events and so on, so they are going to use. So it's a matter that we need to like zoom in to say we have committed to this, so how are we infiltrating those markets using these events such as debt in July. The issue of grading, there is the decrease in terms of the number of grade debt establishments in the country, and then the issue also of a policy shift in terms of a voluntary paid system into a free grade. But just to alert members, in the bill that is out for comments, there is no policy shift. So members, when the bill comes, it's a matter you have to interact whether you still maintain that you want a policy shift, because like you heard the DG say, the financial considerations to say it's going to be costly because they need to have monitors and police to ensure that people are complying, because now it will be the act. So it's a matter that will need to be looked at. So we tried to consolidate all the comments, grouping them in those themes, Chairperson. So now the recommendations from page 29, in terms of recommendations to the National Department of Tourism, broadly around budget, is to say they have to use the budget judiciously and observe the principles of PFMA in terms of applying effective, efficient, and economic budgeting principles, because there is no new money that has been given to tourism. They have to use the same amount of money, but I think in terms of how they prioritize and so on, that is where the committee will have to then work with them when they table their next 5 years strategy. And another one is that the minister should also ensure that there is a strong philosophy that has a bias towards township and legacy tourism. Another one on page 30, in terms of dropouts, is for the minister to ensure that the department develops strategies to mitigate drops out from training. So there are many things they can do. What they used to do before is to recruit more, because if you say maybe in a particular province you need 100 unemployed youth to participate, instead of employing 100, maybe they will recruit 120, so that even if they are dropouts, they are still within. So, but seemingly it didn't happen with Northern Cape because they did not even get the number they had wanted in the first place. So these are the things when they then say we'll be training so many. So in terms of the oversight of the committees, to look even at the recruitment strategies when they deal with these unemployed youth. 9.4 is for the minister to develop or to assist particularly the emerging entrepreneurs in terms of funding. So this comes from the fact that people will come. There are many, in terms of that tourism incentive program, Chairperson. For example, they assist SMMEs with market access. They take these people to exhibitions abroad and so on. But they have to apply, and there are stringent criteria that they have to go through. So they then don't qualify. So they then just reject them, that you don't qualify. But the recommendation is to say, if people have interest, they are SMMEs, because now they have shown interest as entrepreneurs, you don't just reject, but you assist them to say, what is it that you are lacking on, rather than the department just rejecting them. So, and follow up on those. And I heard the minister also talking about that. So it's just a strong follow-up that is needed, because we have a lot of people that will complain to say we don't get assistance. But assistance is there. It's just that people don't qualify based on the criteria. And 9.5 is just to argue the case of tourism And the minister indicated that she is now a co-chair of the economic cluster, so she's in a better position to really argue the case for tourism, because tourism, even in government, the feeling of the committee was it takes a back seat, yet it is one of the priorities in terms of economic sectors, but when it comes to you look at funding and collaboration and so on, so it's for the minister to really argue, and in the spirit of we do tourism, ensure that all ministers, and the chairperson had even said, the APPs of these departments must reflect tourism. So we had to factor it in the recommendation so that when they talk at a cabinet level, the ministers must start to align with how do they assist tourism. 9.6 has to do with those master plans that were developed to ensure that they are implemented. There's a number of them, particularly within the destination management program, which is program 3. And then also what we added there is to say, from what the committee was saying and the chairperson to say, we need to start getting a sense of how many villages are there in South Africa and what is happening like in these rural areas, rather than just saying you can't, because if you look at events, for example, the Conventions Bureau will tell members that these owners of events, they have certain specifications, so sometimes we have to bid according to their specifications, but the issue chairperson has always been to say, how do they ensure geographical spread in that? How do you take, because some will be like big meetings, then you can take to the big, but maybe if you have like 100 delegates, why not take them to Polokwane or elsewhere rather than always taking these people in these three metros? Then 9.7 has to deal with entrepreneurship program to say they should develop a forecast entrepreneurship program. So this is in addition to the enterprise development program. You remember, members, you were saying there must be new entrants in the industry. So the department must ensure they assist people who are new entrants, because most of the incentives are for the people who are already in the industry. But how do you facilitate the creation of new entrants in the industry? 9.8, which is the last one in terms of the department, has to do with intergovernmental relations. We are looking at bringing together all relevant government departments, provinces, and their tourism authorities. This is more important now, Chairperson, given really that there is no new money. And there is a lot of money if you look at what provinces have together with national, but how do they coordinate these budgets for a common cause, which will then promote South Africa? Then 9.9 is the beginning now of those recommendations that are directed to SAT. This has to do with the whole issue of the migration regime of tourists, where we're talking about a fully-fledged e-visa. And members will recall that there was even a direct question asked to the department to say what will be the ideal situation, and they said it will be e-visas and also issuing visas on arrival. So they need to be taken to task just around it to say how do they then communicate with the Department of Home Affairs to ensure that happens. It is not within their purview and sphere of influence, but they can play a serious lobby in terms of ensuring that it happens, because there are commitments already piloting the e-visa for New Zealanders and so on, so to ensure that those things are happening. 9.10 also has to do with dealing is intergovernmental relations, but in particular here with international relations and Brand SA, in terms of even including embassies, in terms of the information and messages that are given to the tourism industry abroad. 9.11, also is a particular intervention in terms of media houses to say the narrative has to change. It has to be more patriotic in terms of packaging these things. So this is one thing that the committee needs to look at. 9.12 is also a mind shift in terms of leveraging on the weak currents. Tourism is a funny industry, because when we say our currency is weak, it is the time where it becomes cost effective for international tourists to come here. But that has not been really seriously exploited by SAT. To say how, as much as we want our currency to grow, but the reality is it is weak. A person sitting somewhere in Europe using a euro or pounds, and when they do exchange, they can enjoy a lot of experiences. So we have to leverage on that, and there should be clear programs around that by the end of it. 9.18 is a matter of quantifying. Now, all these issues that are seen as giving us negative perception and so on, how then do we quantify to say in terms of number of arrivals, even spend, how do they affect the country? And also linked to that 9.14 is the issue of qualitative analysis of those barriers, because the committee was saying we need to understand these barriers, which one is more problematic, which one is stubborn, that does not want to go away, which one is decreasing, so that when we create strategies, we develop strategies that will target each. If we are dealing with visas, we deal with visas. If it is safety and security of tourists, we look at, we have a full understanding of that and how it affects tourism. Then the strategies, we deal with specific interventions. Then 9.15 is about revising the benefits of grading. And for the first time, I think we heard at the committee that they have cancelled the basket of benefits. So what they had done before, because the committee had raised this issue sharply to say establishments are declining, others are cancelling and so on. So they then came up with what they called basket of benefits, where they were enticing people to be graded. But this time around, the committee was informed, Chairperson, that even those basket of benefits have been cancelled, meaning moving forward, the problem is going to be more in terms of grading. So something needs to be done in terms of strategies there. 16 is the issue of ensuring that they cover, they fill the positions, all these acting positions. Then 17 is issue of data collection. This is an ongoing issue, honourable members and chairperson. The issue of data. We have various methods of data collection, and we collect data from various sources. We rely on SSA, but we also use UNWTO figures. We also use UWTTC figures. Like, for example, if you look at the current NTSS, it's based on the UWTTC. And also members raised issues in terms of how do they compute the figures for domestic tourism, and they do domestic surveys. At airports, I'm saying, I've been through the airports a number of times. I have never been interviewed, so I'm not sure in this room how many people have been interviewed for the domestic survey. So you start looking and saying, are these figures realistic or not? So it's a serious matter. Before the committee, when it was still the former statistician general, Dr. Ihudla, he was invited by the committee, he had committed that they were going to look at the issue of statistics. But I think it's a matter that needs to be revised by this committee so that we have credible figures. Starting from the issue of the international arrivals that was made by the mayor to say, if you say 10.5, right, who are these people and what are they contributing to the economy? The last one, 9.18, it talks to them conducting a study around these currency fluctuations and what programs then they can come up with to ensure that as a country we mitigate firstly the impact of currency fluctuations but leverage also on it in terms of our international arrivals. So those are the observations and recommendations that we are submitting to the committee for your consideration, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You are covered. No addition. Thank you. Okay. That took us about 40 minutes. Thanks very much. It was a succinct summary. Honorable members, there is it. You can comment whether it's a true reflection of what we discussed. Let's strengthen where we need to strengthen. This thing about Howick Falls, what we need to add there is the fact that there is a general degradation of oil fields. The extent to which it's been taken care of needs to be given attention, and that it has been raised in the past, but doesn't look like it's been given attention. I'm sure other members will add on other issues. Honorable Gumbi, anything? Honorable De Freitas?
Chair, I just want to congratulate the authors of the report. It was succinct. I read through it, and as I was reading through it, I was making notes of things that must be included in the report, but then they were included in the report later on. So well done. I have no additional comments, and to the author, thank you very much. Very
thank
succinct.
You. Honorable Sitole?
Thank you, Chair. Only one thing that's on 9.16, the time frame, because I'm worried about this 9.16,
page 31.
If you can add some time frame, you can put some time frame in there.
Okay. Honorable Peter.
Thank you very much. Chair, I think I want to agree with my fellow colleagues that our deliberations are well covered.
Welcome, sir. It's just on page 31, 9.11. The sentence that says involve the media, incidents taking place on the South African, soil. Now, including well packaging message about crime. I think that one should be restructured to read, including a balanced message about crime. Because we are saying it must not be, you know, the bad side only. It must be a balanced, you know, you also look at the positive side as well.
The report, with the inclusion of the suggested ideas from my other colleagues, otherwise the report is taking me back to the meeting that I attended. So I agree with the report. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much, Chair. I think the report is the reflection of the previous meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just have one issue on page 23, but I must first and foremost appreciate the authors of the report, which is the Secretariat, and commend you for your spelling work in putting together this document that is very comprehensive. On page 23, on bullet point number 2, I see only two bullet points, it says South African tourism will receive 4 billion, which accounts for 52.4% of the departmental budget in the MTEF. Now, my just understanding is that we are looking at the budget for 2018 and 2019. Now, if we talk about 4 billion, it can't be 52.4%. 4 billion can't be 52.4% of the, if we are looking into this financial year. Can maybe an explanation be made?
On that one, Chairperson, is the accumulative figure, because it is looking in terms of the ENE, because we are taking this information also from the estimated national expenditure, because they look at the two outer years. Meaning between now and 2022. So the money that would have come from the department in terms of appropriation to SAT will roughly be around 4 billion. And that will be on average it's always around 53. So yeah, so I think therefore in terms of the, because this talks to the 5-in-5 strategy, which they are implementing not just in 2019-20, but it goes to 2021. To say using this budget between now and 2021, so they must make sure that they implement the 5-in-5. That's why we had to bring in the MTEF here, because the 5-in-5 is an MTEF strategy.
Yeah, but I've got concerns with this, because it does not, if looking at the report, we are saying the report that we are tabling is looking into the financial year of 18 and 19, then this 4 billion now becomes something, a figure that is a disclaimer, because the entity will not be receiving 4 billion in this financial year, as we are going to be debating this in this financial year. Perhaps maybe if we can
take out
that sentence and put the actual amount that will be received for the financial year that we'll be debating on. That's my submission, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Just to strengthen that point, maybe what we could say, because you were talking multi-year, you can insert the word projected to be by this particular year, right? And then you say approximately 52.4%, but you add another sentence that say in the current financial year, yes, this actual amount transferred to SAT constitutes so much percentage of the budget of the department we are recommending to the House to approve.
Okay.
Right, Chair?
Yeah, I mean, that's
sure.
That's correct. What if we are saying that's my belief, that in the budget debate, we are saying National Treasury approve this amount. We support this budget as per what will be appropriated for that financial year. But we cannot be talking about 4 billion, because the 4 billion is in the outer years. Thanks.
Okay. Just in wrapping up, under 9.4 in page 30, I would suggest that we add the words awareness and encouragement, right, around aspirant emerging tourist entrepreneurs. Yeah. Awareness program and encouragement. You'll see where how you add it there. And then 9.5 about this other departments, we must feature a word collaboration among the departments. I suggest that 9.15, also just to add a sentence that say we need to assist emerging entrepreneurs with regard to ensuring that they have the capacity to qualify for grading, so that when you have an establishment, we don't just wait for you to uplift yourself to a level where you can be graded. So we must come to you and really work with you to help you to qualify to be assessed for grading. We are one idea, they are not the same. Yes, unlike if people have got establishments. Yes, yeah, so, but I also want to congratulate the team for working very hard. You did indicate to us that over the weekend you are going to Jalakhan Bay. You'll work very hard,
yes,
to produce the report. I think the report is excellent, it's very qualitative. And then if you can just add the part that talks about, it's covered under rural, but let's make it a bit more explicit. Village, township, and small dorpy. And I'll always make an example of Kruger National Park. It's rural, but the villages around Kruger National Park, they do not get specific attention as villages, because when we write reports, we say our rural tourism development strategy is doing very well because we are giving attention to Kruger National Park. When actually around Kruger National Park, there might be over 50 villages there, which we are not giving attention. So if we can do that, it will be that. But I think the report reflects our general discussions that we had, and I want to thank the spirit in which this meeting took place, honorable members. I like it. I'll be very happy if we can keep it like that. I'm not saying if there are tough issues, we shouldn't address them. We must address those particular issues. And maybe under whole week we must also say other areas of the same nature throughout the country.
Yes.
So that the department doesn't just do whole week and they say, we have achieved your goal.
Yes, yes.
Then the next thing there's another one there. And so on. So I want to extend my thanks to everybody who has contributed to this quality of work that we see unfolding here. We are all learning from one another. By the time we finish our 5 years, we'll be better equipped people in terms of the knowledge around tourism. And Dr. Boltino, thank you very much.
Thank you. Mine was very simple,
yeah.
Chair, was just to coordinate their production.
Yeah.
One was to coordinate them, two, to discipline where appropriate.
I could see that you were really on it, yeah. Honorable Defraitas.
Maybe a technical point, but we need to officially table and accept the report.
Yes, we are coming back to that.
To that, we are just still in the make me feel good atmosphere here. So we really want to thank you for ensuring that there is all round discipline on how this matter was dealt with. Do we have a proposal for the adoption of this tabled report, Honourable Peters, Honourable Defraitas? Do we have an objection to both the tabling and the adoption of the report? None. So the report has been adopted unanimously by the People's Portfolio Committee on Tourism. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. This meeting is officially adjourned. Thanks.
Sorry, Chair, can we also indicate to the committee, we have come to the end of the committee program. Now, from now onwards, is going to be budget votes debates,
yeah,
up to the 26th of July.
Yes.
So from now onwards, we won't be rescheduling any committee meeting, Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. We're going to recess. We'll meet when we come back from. But communication lines among ourselves must remain open.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Honorable Member.
Yes.